Talk Shoes.
Recorded live.
Thank you.
I'm here.
Yeah, what's up, family? What's up, what's up, what's up? How y'all doing out there, man? Yeah, welcome in, welcome in, welcome in. Culture Freedom Radio is most definitely in the house, y'all. Here's what I'm talking about. In the house, y'all. Coming in, sliding it in here, man, on the 4th, 9th day of 2014, y'all. April. It is April the 9th, y'all, 2014. In the house, y'all. We've been off the air for a momentarily, y'all, but we're back in the house, y'all, with another sighting broadcast lined up for you tonight, y'all. Man, so much information that we have to bring for you tonight. We're going to be touching on various topics and conversation tonight. But, hey, we did entitle the show because we're going into it, and this all is what we're going to be getting into, the many different topics is will be prevalent and right in line with what the topic were for the show. I gave a description of the title of the show, which is Have So-Called Black People Lost Their Minds or Have We Been Led Astray? Yeah, let me say that one more time, y'all. Hey, have so-called black people lost their minds? Let me do it like this. Have black people, so-called black people, lost their goddamn mind? Or just have we been led astray? We've been read them up. Hey, that's what Malcolm said. We've been led them up. I think we've been led astray, y'all. Hey, and we're going to get into a lot of things while we're talking about why do have so-called black people lost their minds or have we just been led astray or some of the things that we're doing out here in society. Have it just been a program or a psychological program, whether I say, that we've been given to make us act in a manner in which we are living in? So we want to know this tonight, y'all, right here on Culture Freedom Radio. Let me bring my brother in the house so we can get this thing going, y'all. Let me get this thing going. I got to answer this phone call. We got guests calling in also. Go ahead, Brother Adam. This you, Brother
Adam. What's up? Peace, love, and light to you, brother, son.
Uh-oh. Yes, sir. Uh-oh, my brother got knocked off the phone. My brother got knocked off. He's going to call right back momentarily, y'all. Let me see if I can get another song, y'all. We're just trying to do this here. Finally got some audio going on this thing, too. So, hey, we were delighted to be able to have some of that going. Some audio, to be able to play audio, because we've been trying to do it here, trying to experiment with this thing right here on TalkShoe, because we used to be on Blog Talk. Let me play another tune for y'all so we can get this show started. Right back, y'all. All right, family. All right. We're just working out some kinks. We're working out some kinks. We're getting these phone numbers over here. We're just trying to get these switchboards. Hey, like I said, I'm used to being on Blog Talk where it's much easier to get into the switchboard. So we're getting all our guests lined up, all our hosts lined up and get in here. Just have a little bit of difficulties getting in. So we're going to get in here. Oh, we got to have our special brother tonight. Hey, y'all, this show is hosted by, let me say this here too. This show is hosted by none of the brothers, y'all. That is Brother Anthony, Brother Omar Sharif will be in the house with us tonight. And, man, me here, Brother Sunray 9, we will be your gracious host tonight, chopping it up right here on Culture Freedom Radio. So let me get my brothers in the house so we can do our thing right here. All right. All right, peace to you, brother. I got you now, brother. Peace to you.
All right, peace to you, brother. What's up? Love and life.
Man, trying to get it. Yes, sir. We got our special. We got our elder, our special brother in the house with us, going to chop it up with us tonight. So we got to have our elder's perspective on this thing here tonight also. So we're going to get our brother, going to bring him in right here.
Okay.
All right. Yes, sir. Peace to you, brother. Brother Umar Sharif. Peace to you, my brother.
Peace, Hotep. Assalamu alaikum.
Yes.
Adagani.
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum. Peace. Hotep. Yes, sir. Most definitely going to get it in. We just got, like, various topics we're going to touch on tonight, brother. Like I said, I did just title it because, you know, hey, it is a question, but we're going to get into many things, you know, that we touched on, brothers. Have so-called black people lost their minds, or have we been led astray? And y'all know what the things we're going to talk about. And that is something, you know, we're dealing with. You know, we're going to get into the brothers wearing the scourge and and many more things. So have they lost their minds?
We got to get into your uncle now. Your uncle, he's famous right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're getting into him. We ain't going to leave him out. Oh, you know we can't leave him out. Yes, sir. We're going to get into many, many things in this one. So, hey, that's what it is. How we lost our minds. Or, hey, somebody led us astray while we doing these type of things. We're going to get into it. And before we do that, I want my brother. Yeah, they have a special event that's going on. Man, event that's going on down in Jacksonville, Florida. Man, so I want to let my brother to get in here and let us know what's going on, what he got going on down there in Jacksonville, Florida. So, Brother Umar Sharif, if you don't mind, brother, you tell us a special event you got coming up in this April.
Well, we got Dr. Scott Whitaker. He's a naturopath. His book is Medicine. He's from Oakland, California, and he's been coming in Jacksonville for at least about 4 years. You know, he's my personal doctor, my family, and he's a good turnout and a very good brother, humble brother, and very serious about, you know, the issue of health, you know, and we bring him in every year, you know, maybe about twice a year or something like that. But we got the brother, you know, coming to Jacksonville April 27th. We got tickets for $20, and plus he'll look in your eyes and tell you what your problem is, put you on the natural herb that you should be on, and then you should be able to take it from there, you know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And there's a number they can locate you also, brother, to get in touch with for those ticket information.
Yeah, yeah. They can call us, area code 904-359-0980, or they can touch base with us on the Facebook. Or either they can email me, sharifumar53@hotmail.com.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we do have the website.
The number is 904-359-0980, or they could email me, sharifumar53@hotmail.com.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And we'll try to have the DVDs available, man, because a lot of times, right now we're suffering from dialysis, man. You know, we're suffering from high blood pressure, bad eating food, man, these restaurants in our community, man. And eating fried food is killing us, man. In fact, about it, brother, we got to do a topic on. Sisters don't want to cook no more or don't know how to cook.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You sure right. I met a sister about a couple of weeks ago, and she was 50 years old and do not know how to cook.
It's sad, man. You know, so you are what you eat, man. So, you know, we got to get back to eating right, man, you know, and get the max out of our life, you know, and, you know, we ain't eating right, man. We not thinking right. And I think the whole situation with our people, man, we not eating right, you know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And y'all also can go to the brother's website. That is salammasjig.com. Salammasjig.com also to see the events and check out the products that the brother has at his bookstore. And also, that's Al Salam Gift Shop. Check it out. You can get your ticket information. Y'all to be in the place. Learn about our health, man. Because I ain't lying. It is. It's very vital that we learn about this health. Because I ain't going to lie. Myself, this last week, man, I was towed down with headaches. Yeah, man. And I think it was my blood pressure. Well, I know it was. I was thinking it was sugar for a minute. I checked it. My sugar level was cool. So I had to start thinking about what I was eating. And I was eating a lot of turkey sandwiches, you know, dealing with work. So I take sandwiches, and this was a lot of just turkey. And yep. Find out that, you know, this turkey meat is basically embedded in a lot of sodium to try to preserve it. So
right.
That's what it is. It's like, so I had to bag down up off of that. So, you know, I got to watch it. And my mom also now, she was a couple of weeks ago, I said it, that she had to go. She was actually in Nashville, Brother Anthony, your home state, home city. And she was rushed to ICU. Because she suffered with blood pressure, and find out that she had two blockages, I think they said in her head, and they got to do surgery to go through her neck to get the blockages out. But they said she's not careful, she can have a brain aneurysm. So, yeah, man, our health is very serious topic that we really need to be talking about and getting on. Like I said, we have all these brothers that's doing lectures talking about history. Like I said, knowing our history is good. But we really need to be more focused on our present and our future. And if you ain't going to have no future, or no present or no future, you ain't taking care of your health. That's most definitely. Yes, sir. So, yes, sir. Brother, which way y'all want to go with this one right here? Get into this one here.
On that health thing, because,
yes,
you know, that's what took my old lady out. You know, all the brain, you know, with the sugars, the going into the coma, and... She was having multiple seizures and things of that with that diabetic stuff. And, you know, and me, I still think medication played a little part in it.
Yes,
but,
yes.
The family, like I say, because her mom, like the brother was saying, a lot of people with dialysis, that's what she do. You know, remember we talked about that, I had told you. She deal with dialysis patients, you know, and it's so many of our young people.
That's right.
That don't, due to the fact of, this fast food, this them sodas, the chemicals, and it's not just that we're being we're neglecting how we used to eat. It's a target as well. They're targeting us.
Right.
Even if you're trying to eat right, you got the GMOs.
That's right.
Seeing the corn now, they got a corn where you can't even wash the pesticide off because for the simple fact it. Is embedded inside now of the vegetables.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you have a lot of factors to that, but I just wanted to add that on in there.
Yes, sir. That's definitely. Right. Yeah, it's a way to trying to get us. And number one, what we're going to get into tonight, how they're trying to destroy us. And we're looking at the things we've been posting. Man, some crazy thing. You know, we talked about it a couple of weeks ago, how they got these brothers running around here in these skirts now. And my brother, Brother Umar Sharif, he posted on the Facebook. They showed the brother, like he walking down like they're having a fashion show. The brother, like he got on a blazer jacket. That looked like a pretty dress to me. That looked like a dress to me. So like you said, it's the thing, whole thing that's going on. About the defeminization of the black male. And then they got the young brother who came out. Damn, I hate to even talk about this one, but got to address it. It's a sad thing. I want to talk about it. I like to talk about it. It's a sad situation. They got the brother named, the rapper, what's the name? Fly Young Red.
Fly Young Red. Okay, go ahead.
Man. The video he got out now, a new song out. And it's called Throw That Boy, P-U-S-S-Y.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Yeah.
That's a
person-ass name. Yes, sir. So how y'all want to go? Y'all want to go and touch on it, brother? When we got a lot of autocock on the
ring. You go ahead, brother. Since you the guest. Let the guest, brother.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Well, first thing I want to say, humbly, man, I think, you, Brother Sunray, for being the forerunner, man, because I wouldn't have never got started had I not been listening to you, you know, on Culture Freedom Radio, man. That really just gave me the inspiration to just step out there and start not only just spending a lot of time talking about the issue, but my thing is stepping to the streets, man, because You know, I come from the 60s, man. You step out there on the street and you face that situation. And the situation that we face with these brothers putting dresses on, all of that is part of the gay boule. We know where that comes from, man. Bobby Hinton touched on that a lot. Steve Coakley touched on that a lot. None of that stuff would have never existed as long as the men was present on the street under the teaching of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. They stayed in the closet with that stuff, man. You know, our women would stay in their place. Everything was afraid. The fear was there because of the fact that they knew that there was a group of men would have said something. Now we look the other way. And really what it is, your silent approve it. Mm. That's what's happening. Black people just silent. We're afraid to say anything because we got these jobs, man. We, you know, this is the good thing about working for yourself. You can be able to kind of like say what you want to say because you're free, you know. But when you don't know what to say or you're afraid to say it, and then the thing is that, you know, all that stuff, man, is just part of just taking us down, man, making us weaker and weaker and weaker. And in the book, William Cook book, Behold the Pale Horse, all that was read in the plan but to make us men that are very, very weak, man, and timid, man. And that's why we're being taken advantage of, you know. I don't see a strong presence of men anywhere just about, be honest with you.
Mm.
You know, and it's sad because, you know, these things we was already taught a long time ago, you know, and this is why they got our leaders who was strong enough to say something about it and do something about it. They got them out of the way first. So now, you know, you don't have any strong leaders, anything, you know. So, you know, that's just one of the things that I hate seeing that, you know. I don't even like posting that stuff on my Facebook, man. But there's just so much filth out there. Low base, man. Animal pleasure, man. It's just beyond thoughts, you know. So, you know, that's why I was saying we coming up with them flyers. I think I had sent it to you about the economic situation, you know, and trying to step out there, man, and step to them, man. At least try to get the young people, man, who eyes are open. You ain't going to save all of them, you know. That ain't our job to do that. But we're supposed to get the intelligent ear that is willing to listen and pull them in.
Yes, sir.
And make some programs available where we are, you know. I mean, you know, just do what you can with what you got. But the whole southern area is dead, man. You ain't got nothing. You ain't got nothing going on nowhere in the South, man. Period. We basically saying, a group of us, man, saying, you know, we got to step out, you know.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, that's the thing. It's getting back into the streets, like you said, brother. Just getting back into the streets. It's okay to hit the airwaves, like you said, hit the airwaves, make a couple of YouTube videos. But the people out there in the streets, that's where the problems lie. Because when we see on the news where people getting, youth are getting shot down and beat down and all of this stuff, it's happening in the streets.
Yeah.
It ain't happening on YouTube. It ain't happening on, it hit the YouTube when we video it, but
exactly.
They got it from the streets. So
exactly.
Like you said, that's where it went. Like you said, oh, back in the day when the Nation of Islam, the FOI, and all of these people and other groups, they hit the streets, man. They were out there, like I said, with the brother with the final call and the back in the day, the Nation of Islam, they was out there in the streets.
Well, they had those groups they had to contend with, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you had Dr. York community, man. You had the Nation of Islam. You had the Ahmadiyya, the old Dar Islam community. You had the Black Panther. You had so many groups that was out there till the European realized what they had to do was just make sure that they wasn't promoting that on the 6 o'clock news. Because when I cut the TV on, I saw a lot of things that were going on with H-Rap Brown and Leroy Jones. These things was happening right around us. The Panther Party. You cut your TV on now, man. What you looking at? What are you looking at? You don't have nothing to reinforce your values.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Yeah.
So when people go through the black community, I'm going to say this and I'm going to
close. Go ahead, bro.
People go through the black community, they see what we're worth. Why? Because we reinforce our value by what we are worth by the look of our community. When black people, you know, when people ride through our community, we ain't worth nothing, anything, man. Ain't no businesses going on in our community economically, man. You know, we don't have no set community that we can put our children in, man.
Right.
So, you know, these are some of the things that bothers my soul, man. I don't think that none of us, including any of us with any sound mind, would want to leave this earth and haven't made a small contribution, man, to make a difference, man, in how we feel about our people. That situation, man, with them damn dresses on, brother. Man, and I don't know, man. I don't want nobody stepping in my presence with that. I don't even like brothers to come in my shop with tank tops on. I don't need the money.
That's something. You got something to put in, Brother Ed?
Yeah, I was gonna add to it. I say this article for later when we go a little further, because I was gonna deal with a chemical called astrazine, and I wonder if the brother is familiar with the astrazine chemical that is used inside of the plant. It's a gender bender or what you call a hormone disruptor. Are you
heard
with
of
that?
It. Yeah, I heard of it.
Oh, okay. And it's been very controversial. It's been brought back up. They've been studying this since, they've been battling over this since 1991. It was introduced. And it even go back further than that. It actually was brought out in 1959.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, the ban in Europe was like in 2004. And they probably was using as far as the 1800s, the late 1800s.
Mm.
It's a gender bender. They perfected it to make it, you know, work as a gender bender. And it was used in frogs. And it was a this white guy, he was working for a laboratory, and he was told, you know, to figure out, you know, what the effect and what's going on just with it. He didn't have no knowledge of what it, you know, he was a biologist, a doctor in biology.
Mm.
So when he did his, what he said, 15-year worth of research, he found out that the chemical, when they're using it, it would reverse the, okay, it would raise the testosterone levels in women and create estrogen level, a higher estrogen level in men.
Mm-hmm.
To the point that in the frogs, because his expertise was in frogs, and he started studying on other animals. Then somebody else took his research and expounded on it and found out that the same effects could be and is taking place within humans, like I said, through the corn and stuff of that nature. So they tried to attack his wife, attack him, discredit him, and take all the research in which he did for 15 years and make him look like, you know, you're always crazy when you find some shit out that go against, you know, the grain.
Right, right.
So he found out this chemical was harmful, and he was saying, hey, this shouldn't be even put on the market or used in no kind of way. After, you know, he got to his final analysis, he said, this shit y'all giving me to test shouldn't even be put out.
Hmm.
Europe took heed to it, which they did their own research and said, oh, no, we ain't tolerating this. But I got some a little article. It says astrazine is an agricultural herbicide that is widely used by farmers to control broadleaf weed and grassy and interferes of growth of corn, serve corn, sugarcane, and other crops. Astrazine is used as a weed killer on golf course as well as variety of commercial and residential lawns. Astrazine, which is produced by the Swiss agrochemical company Syngenta. Everybody familiar with Syngenta. These are some of the biggest terrorists. They are dangerous as Monsanto. If they not, I don't know, but Syngenta, that name has always been thrown around, was the first registered for the use in the United States in 1959. The herbicide has been banned in the European Union since 2004. Individual countries in Europe banned astrazine as early as 1991. But 80 million pounds of the stuff is used each year in the United States. And it's used to protect crops, lawns, and things of that nature. And It says researchers are finding an increasing number of links between estrogen and poor birth defect outcome in humans. A 2000 study, for example, found a significant correlation between parental estrogen exposure, primary drinking of water consumption by pregnant women, and reduced body weight in newborns. Low weight is associated with increased risk of illness in infants and conditions such as cardiovascular disease and diabetes. There you go. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The public health issue is growing concern because estrogen is most commonly detected pesticide in America's groundwater. An extensive U.S. Geological Survey study found estrogen as approximately 75% of stream waters and about 40% of groundwater. The list just go on and on and on. I want to send Sunray you the link. Let me see how I can send you the link or you can put it in there. But
Brother Eric, your mic open, Brother Eric.
All right, peace, man. What's up? Blessing, Brother Eric.
What's up, man? Trying to get better, bro.
Under the weather.
What's up, man? Okay.
All right. We doing all right.
Y'all go ahead and build.
Okay. Let me add this other one. This here is another one from Australian article. Hello?
Yes, sir. Yeah, you on, brother.
Okay. It say as of 2001, estrogen was the most commonly detected pesticide contaminating water in U.S., blah, blah, blah. Studies suggest that it is a endocrine disruptor and an agent that may alter the natural hormone systems in animals. It states that the risk-associated pesticide residue poses a reasonable certainty of no harm. This is what the EPA is. So we already know they on board of protecting, the elite corporation.
Mm.
It's a 2007, the EPA said estrogen does not adversely affect an amphibian sexual development and does sexual development and that no additional testing was warranted. There you go. They don't want to hear research that all these other people were saying. So I'm just giving both sides of it.
Mm-hmm.
However, the EPA review has been criticized. Numerous studies have stated that estrogen has substantially adverse reproductive effects even at the level said by the EPA to be safe.
You're talking about sugar substitute?
This is a chemical that is put in, it's an herbicide.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So basically,
that's spray on the plants and shit, right?
Yeah. It's inside of the water. You can find it in soy. A lot of soy, it's been added to corn, soy. Hold on, let me go back.
Estrogen or whatever that shit is.
Yeah.
That explains everything.
Yeah, it's found in weed killer. It's found in corn, sorghum, sugar cane, other crops, and is used as a weed killer. It says on golf course and residential lawn areas. And then it's mainly put in the water. It's put into women's prenatal care pills and shit of that nature. And it alters the hormones. It's what they would call a gender bender or hormone disruptor. So this is where I was just giving the scientific perspective before we go back in on why. What Brother Sharif was saying about the skirts, the old boy coming out with this throw the boy pussy and all this type of stuff, and these young kids acting feminine, and the women, they acting more masculine. And
you say what now? They're doing what?
They're acting more feminine.
Oh. Okay.
And women are acting more masculine, and now they're pushing the agenda because they know, you know, they're doing it on the scientific level. So now they're pushing the agenda on the social level through the media, like Brother Sharif was saying, with the skirt wearing, with the brother, what you said his name was? Fly Red.
Yes, sir. Fly Young Red.
Yeah, and he got the new song out. He got a million hit. You know, he made, they say, almost $1 million or so off of it because he got all them downloads off YouTube. And it's a video. You can see somebody put almost $10 in that. Because the average video is, what, $60,000 or more? And this dude have a professional-made video.
Yeah, see, Young Money was behind that. Young Money, what's his name, Birdman.
You know, was it?
Man. Yeah, these cats, man, I mean, just like Doc, they're black devils, man. We just have to call it what it is, you know?
Yes,
they're black devils, man. I mean, anybody that's killing off our people, man, in this day and time, 2014, are black devils.
Mm-hmm.
It's no other name that we could call anybody hindering our people like that, man. It's just sad, you know?
Yes,
and what's his brother's name again?
He's Fly Young Red.
Yeah.
He's out of New Orleans. Uh-huh. And that don't... And that's not surprising, Brother Umar Jarib, you said that about Birdman, who sponsored that. Man, here's a video y'all need to go and check out, too, since you said Birdman, them sponsoring that. Go to YouTube and just look up, is Birdman gay? Is Birdman gay? You will see a video on there where it's like 6 minutes long, where it was when the whole old Cash Money clique was together.
Uh-huh.
And they was at a concert. And, like, Juvenile, BG, and Turk, all of them was calling women on the stage to come dance on the stage. And Birdman was over there pointing at some guys. And he was telling them guys to come on stage. No, y'all come over there. He's telling the security to bring them on stage. Bring them up to the stage. They said, they've been messing with me all night. He said, I mess with niggas, too. Yes, sir. Go and look it up. It's called, Is Birdman Gay? It's on YouTube, like 6 minutes.
Okay. I'm going to write this.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Look like a punk motherfucker, though.
Yes, sir. Yeah, so that's no surprise.
Yep.
And now that's what he's saying. This is the home, too. Brother Eric. We got Brother Umar Sharif on the line with us, too, Brother Eric.
Oh, Fizz Black, how you doing, man?
Peace, bro. How you doing, sir?
Trying to get better, bro.
Beautiful.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Brother, he's one of the pioneers way back in the day. He's a pioneer, elder.
No, I don't even mention that shit. Not right now.
So they get you a dead year.
No, don't even mention that shit, bro.
Oh,
shit.
And he go back to the good days.
I'm just
playing, though.
I'm just playing.
But he go back to the good days, the real days when things were being built, you know what I mean? When nation was a nation, we were really doing stuff. And we really can say we had a community. So, yeah, he go back to them days. Not this invisible conscious community that we got today. That we can't walk out the door and walk into another conscious house right next door to us. I don't know where that address is located.
We were so conscious, Brother Sam Rimmel said, we were so conscious, man, to the extent that when niggas saw us there across the other side of the street. That's what you felt.
That's real talk too.
Yeah, yes, that's when you felt you were walking. I mean, I was young then, but I knew when the brothers came and got me, you know, that was showing me love. They come and got me and took me and walked me in the streets, man, and then you would see niggas cross over on the other side of the street.
Out of respect.
I mean, and that tell you that your present command respect. You ain't had to say nothing out your mouth. So we don't even get that today. You know, you got to do a whole lot of talking, a whole lot of brushing up people, you know, to get them to say something. You got to open a person up to actually really see where their head is at. We ain't had to do that.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Too many opportunists in the conscious game.
Yeah.
What's the topic? What are we building up?
We were just building up, just various topics. Like I said, brothers, man, how basically, okay, I had up there, like, have so-called black people lost their minds, or have we been misled astray? And the thing we've been kind of going into, like I said, this whole movement about brothers wearing dresses and the brother with this new video, Throw That Vagina. I'm going to try to keep it like that, Throw That Vagina, but it's not the title of the song. And we got to get to Uncle Willie. We got to get to Al, Brother Al Shaw. We can't leave him out on this.
We
got a lot of more things we just getting into.
Alfred.
Yeah, Alfred.
Oh, yeah.
Alfred Charles.
Yeah. And, brother, I just want to read one quick thing while we're talking about the young brother throw that vagina video that he got. And, yeah, now, we always see the videos with the brothers got the women on there, you know, bending all over, doing the twerk dance and all of that. We used to that. But in this video, it has nothing but men on here doing this. The same with little booty shorts on and stuff, doing the same thing we usually see the women in the videos doing. So that's crazy. But they did an interview. I read an article from the Huffington Post where they did an interview with him. And they was asking him about his video. And they asked him, this is some of his comments. He said, I decided to make this video for lots of reasons. He said, when I go to gay clubs and I look around, I see a lot of gay guys dancing to songs that are made by straight rappers talking about females. I think females are beautiful, but I don't find them sexually attractive. I like gay guys. So I made a song for gay guys to enjoy and to dance to.
I'm gonna do it again.
Well, he said, I made it to play at gay clubs. I never wanted this song to go on the radio at all. I'm not trying to push a gay agenda on the African-American race or turn young black men gay. This music is not for either of them. All I wanted to do was to make a song for gay people that like hip-hop to dance to, just like hip-hop to dance to. He said, that's it. And then he said he just talked about his YouTube video and how many hits it got and all of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But that was that's what he said when he talked to the Huffington Post. But he said he do not find females attractive.
Wow. Well, why did he name the song Throw That Vagina then?
No. He said Throw That Boy Vagina. That boy.
Yeah.
It's called Throw That Boy Pussy. And people were saying, people, when they first heard the song, they allegedly thought, you know how you'd be like, throw your boy some pussy. They were thinking it was that. And that's what drawn a lot of people to it. So when they seen video, that's when the men appeared. And it was like, man, I heard sisters on different shows, they were crying. This one sister was literally crying. And she said she cannot believe that. Because when they played, because he going to say, I didn't want to go on the radio. First of all, baby them got all them connections. Your shit going on the radio if they putting that type of money in a video.
That's right.
They got to record.
And what's his name again?
Fly Young Red. Yes, sir.
Now, this video is professionally made. It ain't no little stuff that young boys be trying to put up, like, and then get, you know, and blow up in a label, try to pick them up.
Right.
It was made with thousands and thousands of dollars. And then they got the hood niggas standing around in the gay club bouncing around. But they filmed the video in Houston, my brother Sharif.
Because
I think he's actually out of Houston. And he just went to got on with them in Louisiana. Because that's what a couple of the sisters said. Because they was like, they can't believe Houston is buying that. And, you know, but he got thug niggas standing behind him holding champagne up. And they waving, looking at these gay dudes on the stage like they in a strip club with gay people.
Yes, sir.
that's
ridiculous.
Yeah. And that term, throw that boy, that boy,
no,
I'm just using
right
vagina.
Now.
I'm just using vagina, but I always say that. He said throw that boy pussy, or they said boy pussy. And that is a thing where, you know, what they call the women, you know, thing. But, and like, you learn that terminology, hell in the jail. They'll talk about the boy.
There you go.
His anus, they would call that a boy vagina or a boy pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they turned it too. Yeah.
Yep. He no longer have an anus. They don't say his butt or his ass or nothing. They call it, you know, that's what they call it.
Yeah, boy. And then you normally say, so you play a little bit of that, girl. You know, I used to chop it up to it. And so the women and thought it was saying that too when they hearing it. And brothers thinking like, oh, that's a, you know. And then when you see it, what you're talking about, you be like, whoa, I better slow my roll.
For sure.
Now, that creates confusion between the older generation and the younger generation.
Right.
See what I'm saying? That's the letter straight right there.
Right. Right.
So now we're seeing the young men around here doing twerk dances and all of this stuff. Going, they put their hands on their knees. You know, like Juvenile, them had that thing a long time ago, that song called Bag That Thing Up. Now the guys are doing. The guys are doing the same thing. Oh, and one more thing, we got to add this to the equation too. There's another song that we missing too. That's, I see it as a gay thing. Y'all know there's a new dance. They got a new dance out called the Nay Nay. The Nay Nay.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I've been across it generally. I ain't home.
Look at it, brothers. Man, watch that video. Go look at the official video. Go, when you go to YouTube and look at it. You see a lot of high schools. They got a lot of high schools and colleges. They're what they doing, like videos. Like everybody started doing the Harlem Shuffle, where everybody try to do a video to like outbeat the next city or you know university that's doing the Harlem Shuffle. So they got like high schools and colleges. Like high schools, I seen like cafeterias. Man, they roping off a section, and they got two guys competing against each other doing the nay nay. But you see the dance is feminine as hell. It's real feminine. And when you go to YouTube, look up the official video for the Nay Nay, the band's called the Nay Nay. Look at the official video, and the guys who actually created the songs are gay. Look at them. Look at them. Watch them good. You can see they are gay. So that's another new. We got the gay rapper, Throw That Pussy. Then we got the new dance that everybody doing, talking about the Nay Nay. It's the whole new Obama agenda, gay agenda. We said it out. Coming to a town near you.
Add that shit to Obama. Yeah, I'm glad you're doing that. Add to Obama.
Oh, I just said.
Yep.
I told y'all we did that show, Homosexuality, Coming to a Town Near You. Y'all can go to our Blog Talk Radio show and y'all can listen to it. Go to Blog Talk Radio, Coach of Freedom Radio, and listen to this show that we did. That was held, about almost 2 years ago when we did that show then.
And I did what called... Homosexuality, on Talk Show I got on there? I got homosexual mentality on Talk, and I got homosexuality chemically induced on Talk Show. Check those two out, those two shows out too. That's on Underground Railroad.
Okay.
That's on there, and I dropped those two, and I went in hard.
Well, brother Umar Sharif, now, like as a respected elder of the community, and you saying like, and we're you know much younger than you, and you're saying these young guys was happening. Basically, and like you've been around in the community, man, and fighting liberation, fighting for a long time. So how do you think about this? Basically, how do you feel? I know it's hurting. For one thing, it got to be hurting to see this, but what you went through the stage of all our great freedom fighters coming through and seeing what we're going through today, what's your basic output to think about this, brother?
Well, basically, you know, I see it as a sad, retarded situation, man. You know, the mind has just been being dumbed down to a level where that the so-called New World Order got their plan right in motion. You know, I mean, they're right on time, you know. I mean, and they're using the food, the soil, and as my brother was saying earlier about the soy, I got hit for that soy thing with Dr. Whitaker, man, and that just...
That's the way.
Yeah, man, that has a lot to do with it, us flipping out the way we are, you know. And not having control of our women, man. I mean, damn, I ain't never seen brothers so weak in my life, man. You know what I mean? To the point to where that, you know, ain't no control in the house, man. That's just bad. You can't. Who you hang with? What you doing in your social life? They have none. Just go to work and come home. So, you know, it's sad, man. You know, we didn't do that, man. We hung out together, man, so we can get a chance to know, to really know a brother. And this brother got your back in case you gone to do some time or whatever. Your family got nothing to worry about. We threw all that out the window.
Yeah.
Threw all that out the window, man, you know. And if somebody did something to your homeboy or something, boys, young boys in the streets that are gang members, man, you go in the street and you want to take somebody day out, man, they're going to take you out. Not, you know, you a revolutionary fighter, man. You do time like Jamil and other people that we know. Got, so what? Don't even mention their name. They don't even exist.
Mm-hmm.
And these are people, man, that have really, man, I know Emel Jamil personally, man, you know, and she did a lot of good things for me, man, you know, and a lot of good brothers, man. Just is not the, can't see them, you can't write them, you can't send them nothing. This is sad, man. Nobody do their leaders like that but us.
Mm-hmm.
That was Dr. Brother Coswell said that, man. We the only people who leader get assassinated. We kill our own people, man. Throw up, but they can go to jail and we don't do nothing. Please.
That's true. That's true fact.
You know, me and brother talk about how great the lead is and how great he can write. Well, what you doing? How much money we can raise for this brother, man, in a year? We raise a dime. His family don't get nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people don't want to talk about that.
Yeah.
They don't want
to do that. There's some brothers I be checking out. They got a show called Political Prisoner.
Mm.
Them brothers are very, very active, you know. And I, Brother Sunray, and I know Eric can attest to it. Any cause that I can do something to, I do. You know what I'm saying? You know, whether I agree with their approach on
right.
things or not.
That's right, man.
They still me.
That's right, bro.
That's how I am. They still me. You know, their role and the way they see things and their philosophy is what they see, and it has merit.
Right.
Because, you know, you can see the results. And when I see results in a brother, I'll fly my clock. Like Jeff Ford and all them. They all on my page. And they got write to them, send the brothers some stuff, blah, 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 blah. I ain't worried about no COINTELPRO tracing me back.
That's
and that's
right.
what most people are afraid of.
Right.
They don't want to be associated
that's
because
right.
they feel they're going to lose their little comfortability of luxury.
That's right,
which
bro.
It ain't shit. So they get afraid to connect themselves with people who went all out.
That's right.
In their heart, they go all out. They're going to always try to protect their comfort zone.
That's right.
Because they think they are part of the establishment. When I can show you legislation, acts, bills after bills that have declared war on your motherfucking black ass. That you will never, ever be a part of it. That's why I don't deal like me. I'm an L. I don't deal with that more shit on the level that they talking about. Like me and Brother Sunray, we came to understand. I deal with the historical part of it because I know that I'm an indigenous American and this is shit belong to me over here. The whole planet belong to me, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad
right,
said.
That's right.
But because
right.
I incarnated on this side of the hemisphere, this is mine.
That's right.
So therefore, my duty every day I wake up, I must defend this. I must play a part in reclaiming what my ancestors have left for me.
That's right,
that
bro.
That some intruders and some visitors have taken and claimed as though it's theirs, period. And have kept my brothers, have took my, those that have, that I were open to see that we're being invaded, they have been put in captivity. It's my duty.
That's right.
To support them in captivity. You understand what I'm saying? That's where I come from. That's my perspective. I don't deal with all that history. That we're going to go and write, the white man broke every damn treaty on the planet. He's disagreeable with his own damn self, so he can never be agreeable with you.
That's right.
So I don't deal with it from that perspective. You understand what I'm saying? So I try to make that known when I say more, when I say indigenous people, because I ain't even got to say more. More is just another terminology to say that I'm a Negro or black. When they say we ain't Negro, black, and color and all that, hell with all that lingo.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? To a certain extent, yeah, we can get technical, but I am an indigenous, autochthonous American, and this is my land, and I'm being violated by people who don't even belong over here.
Mm-hmm.
And there were Negroes, which were Moors, dirty Moors, who helped them set and establish them a little spot here, and they took the fuck over. So you got to remember, there are Moors that were against us, and regardless, and they let that European come over, and there are Moors still working. They are in the Moor Science Temples. They are Moors that's not in the Moor Science Temple. They're hiding in Freemasonry, and they are working to continue
that's
to undermine the indigenous people.
That's right.
If the white man can maintain rulership over this whole entire motherfucking globe, especially here in America, because if you wake up and know that you are the original people here, they got to be evicted, and they don't want to go. Don't want to go. Because when it's time for them to be evicted, where can they go? Because Europe ain't taking them back.
Mm-hmm.
This is the whole true battle. It's a battle of keeping a white man here so we can live in a little bit of so-called luxury, which is called the American dream.
Mm-hmm.
Our little fucking jobs. We got our car, our house. We looking like the white boy, living in the suburbs or living in a nice community. I'm straight. And I'm going to live my life that way. You're a weak motherfucker.
Right,
you just surrendered to colonialism and European imperialism and white supremacy. So, therefore, you are a white supremacist equiescently. You agree with it. Just don't understand
you
know, that shit. And they don't want you to tell them that. They get upset. It ravel their ass. You are a white supremacist when you just settle for that.
That's right. That's right.
A dollar is a fiat note, meaning that eventually you're going to have to pay for it. That's why they're setting up debtor prison. They got niggas in prison right now making Victoria's Secret panties and lipstick. They got niggas in prison who fix your cell phone and send it back to you after the data is extracted from it. Break your cell phone. It don't go to Apple factory in China. Go to the penitentiary. Go look up Correct Court and go look up the Geo Corporation and go look up Vanguard Investments and see how many Negroes are invested in it knowingly or unknowingly that make money off these Negroes that they lock up to fix their phone, to make their panty, to make their lipstick, to make their furniture, all this shit. North Carolina was the staple of making furniture. You had factories, you go to North Carolina to get a job making furniture. They make that shit in prison now. Talk to me. All right, y'all go ahead.
Yes, man. Hey, well, go ahead, brother.
Go ahead, man.
No, I didn't say, somebody had a guest in the chat room had a question. Said, well, when we talk about the Obama agenda, anybody else, they said, why do we think this is the Obama agenda? Talking about the gay agenda. Is going on. And I said that it's the Obama agenda. We kind of agree. But they want to know why do we say that or why do we think that?
Because Obama is gay.
That's it.
And he took his money from gays.
So, there you go. He signed a bill.
He signed a fucking deal.
He has a whole different agenda when it comes down to executive orders being signed before he leave office, bro. And it's some serious issues, man. Serious issues, you know? So, you know.
Yeah, you got to analyze the character's the context of a person's character when they make moves that they make. You got to analyze it, motherfucker. You just think about the shit he done. You know what kind of person he is.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He ain't got no ethics. He ain't got no morals. Killing motherfuckers. Killing his own people in Africa and shit. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You know, we in mourning. Because we're fighting the system and this philosophy of America, United States, and Europe. We're fighting that system. We're fighting principalities in high places.
That's right. That's right.
See? And people, we got fallen soldiers because we have war. So you see all the black men that want to turn gay, he just canceled his motherfuckers out.
That's right.
Fallen soldiers. Come start off strong in the fight, go crazy. Got to cancel that motherfucker, keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? Because we fighting the system, bruh. System ain't no punk. To show you that this system is a bad motherfucker, they say on their fucking slogan, what is that? The great melting pot of America. Any religion can be a part of America.
Huh.
This is the great melting pot. Any nationality. You can practice what you want to practice. But you know what? Can't beat this motherfucking system. This is some cold shit right here. That's why we put all our money in God we trust. We trust in our shit. We know our shit Trump tight.
Mm.
You know, you get out of hand with your organization, we pop your ass.
That's right.
We straight G's up in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You fight the system. You know what I'm saying? Only way to change the system is with war. That's what wars are based and fought over, to change the system. A religious movement, it ain't going to do this shit.
Oh, no.
This is like spitting on the ground, bro. That ain't no force and power. To overthrow shit, you got to have an army. You got to have your own country. Study history. You ain't never seen a whole, you never seen a something like 3,000 motherfuckers form an organization and just took over a country. Hell nah. You see countries fighting countries over resources and using religion and philosophy to back up their reason why. Because they don't want a motherfucker to figure out, I just wanted that shit, so I just made up some shit. And tricked these motherfuckers.
Mm.
That's game. That's technology. That's knowledge. So all these niggas is falling by the wayside, shaking their ass, and I seen the video. And I was like, and fallen soldiers. You know what I'm saying? I can't work with no brothers like that. We can't get shit done like that.
That's right.
I consider them dead.
That's right.
They dead spiritually, morally, you know. They're dead.
That's right.
They ain't about this. They ain't about this. They're about that. That fake world. Because you know some motherfuckers go gay just because, shit, it's a thing to do. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, that's my only alternative. I can't never get a girlfriend. I don't know how to talk to girls, so I'll go this way. Just like a woman turning a lesbian because she's been hurt by men and shit.
That's right. That's
these
right.
Motherfuckers just give up and shit.
Right.
So my only alternative, I need to, you know, because you need to interact with somebody. Motherfuckers long for that shit.
Hmm.
So that's what it really comes down to. It ain't really about the sex. Sex is overrated. It's about, you know, sharing yourself with another individual, basically. If you can't find that in the naturally, you'll transgress to the other side. Shit. I want somebody to love my motherfucking ass. Well, I tell you one motherfucking thing. I'd be a lonely motherfucker in this motherfucker if I couldn't find another. I'd just be a lonely motherfucker. Shit. But anyway, y'all go ahead and build, man, because I'm just running my mouth, bro.
Yes, if I can, right back before we, I hope this thing worked. It worked out in the beginning. I was able to play clips, and when we get into the Al Sharpton, I got like a 1 minute clip, brother Eric, that you sent me about when Al Sharpton was talking. So I hope it continued to work. Cause I got it on here. I just want to go into something right fast from the message to the black man, and coming from the messenger. See, he was there. He was calling him the messenger, right? So he had a message that it really fit this day and time. And like I said, one more time, guys, coming from the message of the black man, it was in the chapter that was talking about the judgment. This is what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad had to say. He says, the freedom of uncleanness is granted and is worshipped. The percentage of sexual worship of the same sex is greater than any other government on the face of the earth. Little children are being taught sex from amongst the cradle, making the whole nation, as one man put it, nearly 90% freaks of nature. On the streets of any metropolitan city in America, it is common to see men sweethearting with men and women sweethearting with women, little boys and little girls, now little boys with little boys and little girls with little girls. It is so common that a decent family is puzzled as to where to send their children for schooling. There is no all-girls schools as there were once. There's no all-girls school. I mean, hold on a second. There are all-girls schools of sweethearts. There we go. The all same sex falling upon their own. Boy colleges are breeding such filthy practices. The jails, the prisons, the federal penitentiaries are but all breeding dens for homosexuality. That's what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad had to say in the message to the black man, and I be Jane Brown if we don't see this happening today. This
That's
is
right.
What the message of Allah had to say right here from the message to the black man. If we don't see it, and this man went a messenger and he gave us some words, if we don't see it, we don't take to heart what a lot of our brothers have taught us, and they left for us to look at it, guidelines. We're throwing it down for other things like Scientology. We want to get plugged to a damn machine by the man that we used to call our open enemy, and now go into his stuff called Dianetics. See, this is the stuff that got us through. This is the stuff that led our family. This is the stuff that fed our minds and made us stay strong as a family. Listen to teachings like this, going by teachings like this, feeding our mind. Not like we did just not just so that he had the books called How to Eat to Live. We did that eating so we can stay healthy. As the brother was going to come on, Brother Scott Whitaker is going to teach on in the next lecture that the brother has down there at El Salam Masjid. But we fed our minds.
Right.
We fed our minds, man. We had some good, strong teaching that fed our mind and made us stay dignified. And, you know, he talked to Honorable Muhammad, talked about, too, being dignified at all times. We were dignified as a people. You know, James Brown used to say the song. I know we say, you know, dang, we're not that color black. I'm black and I'm proud. We were a proud people, man. We were proud to be who we were.
That's right.
Now we have been under the leadership of our enemies so damn long. Now we want to be like them. No matter what they do, we want to continue to be like them. No matter how they try to change, we want to change in the way that they change. We try to talk like them, walk like them. Now, like I said, we even changing our body parts like them. Our women were naturally gifted.
Right.
We're gifted. I don't give a damn if it was top to the bottom or just top and little bitty bottom or bottom, big bottom with a little top. They was gifted. Today try to change, and now we want to change with them. So like I said, man, the thing here today, we asked this question on the topic. Have so-called black people lost their minds, or have we just been led astray? Sometimes I think it's both of them. I think sometimes we have lost our damn minds. And majority of the time, we have just been led astray because we got the wrong teachings now. Like brother, our elder brother El said, Brother Umar Sharif said, we don't have that strong leadership anymore. Sometimes it really isn't like we have any leadership anymore. Not even in our own homes we don't have strong leaders anymore, because the leadership started in our homes now.
Right.
Our babies don't have anybody to teach them anymore. They don't have that in their homes anymore. The streets are their teachers now. They are their teachers, leaders, and guides. The television, tell our vision program. Atlanta Housewives are teaching them. Bad Girl Clubs are teaching them. All of these damn so-called unreality shows are teaching our people.
That's right.
They are our teachers, leaders, and guides for our youth today. When they called them back in the days Generation X, they were trying to extinct them, execute them. Damn it, they knew what they were trying to say. They knew the implication, the plans that they were trying to do. And see, this, all of this stuff that now is going on today that we see it, and we say we don't see nothing wrong with it, you're going to see something wrong with it when your ass ain't on this planet no more. You start, when you talk about white people are not producing, when your ass not going to be producing also, you're going to be disappearing like, damn, it ain't that many black people in our neighborhoods no more. Where they went to? You didn't see nothing wrong with it. That's what happened. They disappeared like the goddamn caveman. So that's what it is. So go ahead, Brother Duke. Y'all have something you want to get into a lot. I know our brother, brother, you got something you want to get into, Brother Elder.
Brother Sunray, you read on point. And one of the main things I want to say, man, is this here, is that, you know, these people who are entrepreneurs of the mind, they knew that they had to get the woman out of the house and put her in the workforce.
Mm.
See, and when they did that, then they started making her equal with a man, and she felt like she didn't need no man once she started making the income that a man was making. She started paying the bills in the house. She started taking control of the house. And then our brothers got weaker and weaker, man. So that those are some of the things, man, that I've really stayed focused on a long time ago, you know, and notice how she don't cook no food. When she don't cook no food, and therefore you don't have no drive anymore, because food gives you energy. It don't make you go to sleep. The moment we eat food, we want to go to sleep. We crash out. We go, that ain't food. Food don't put you to sleep. It gives you energy. What gives you energy also is sleep. Eat sleeping proper. Give you more energy, you know. So they know what they were doing, man. You know, and it's working, you know.
Yes, sir. Most definitely. Most definitely. Yes, sir. But then so you want to get in on that, but then we need to get on this Al Sharpton thing, throw him in here right fast. But I know we don't want to hold our elder up. I know he's going to get some res himself.
Yeah. I would love to get the elder take on it first. I would love for him to break in on that one, because
okay.
he come from that in there. So
yes,
you can you could probably read it and let him go in on that Al Sharpton, because he come from that, you know.
Yes, sir.
I'd love to get his take on it. That's what I'm saying.
Yes, sir. Okay, we just do a little brief rundown.
Yeah.
Then we'll also play the clip from that. What was that, brother?
I said I'll come in after him, because, like, he's
okay.
You know, come from the Nation of Islam and that transition of, you know, like you said, the civil rights and all that type of stuff. And I'll just hear what he got to say first.
Brother Eric hung up. He wanted to read the article. Okay. We're going, but Eric got dropped off. Okay, I just go in a little bit on it. If those who don't know about Al Sharpton, okay, here's the article from the USA Today. I got it on printed out from yesterday. With Al Sharpton, they were saying Reverend Al Sharpton is denying claims made by the Smoking Gun. It's a website that he worked as an FBI mob informant in the 1980s. It says to talk about the website. You know, was saying that Al Sharpton back in the days he took down one of the a crime family. Shit, I forget the damn name of the crime family. But it's his website.
It's
says
Genovese. G E N O V E S. G E N O Genovese or something.
Genovese family. Okay, yeah. So the website says it's accounts of Al Sharpton or Sharpton secret life as, and this was his code name as a CIA FBI informant, C1-7. It's a confidential informant number 7. Was based on hundreds of pages of confidential FBI affidavits, documents released by the Bureau involved now in response to the Freedom of Information Act request, court record, extensive interviews, six members of the FBI and New York PD. Giovanni Squad, something like that, whatever the name of that mafia group. we're gonna get the clip. We're gonna do the clip.
Come on.
I hope it worked, friend. Let me try. Let me see if we get it. It's like 1 minute. Let me know if it works.
Nothing new about this story. Joe Banner was the one that set up the meeting with this guy, Sal. So I've done a lot of things in life. Some that if I could do again, I would do differently. But in this situation, I did what was right. I did what I was always raised in the values of a praying mother to do. And I did what I tell kids every day all over this country that they should do. And that is deal with getting guns and crime out of their community and cooperate with the law. If I was doing business for James Brown, I had no choice but to meet with guys who would later be alleged or earlier be alleged to be mafia. It wasn't like I was saying, hey, I heard you was with the so-and-so family. Let's chill together. It wasn't like that. The conversations were recorded, and I would record them today if somebody threatened me. Rats are usually people that were with other rats. I was not and am not a rat because I wasn't with the rats. I'm a cat. I chase rats. And whether it's a rat in racial profiling or police brutality or mobsters exploiting black artists, don't get me confused.
All right. Did y'all hear the clip, brother?
That nigga slick. Did you hear those words?
Yes, sir.
That nigga slick. Boy, you better watch him. I'm going to break that down after Big Brother went.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, my brother.
Yeah, I heard about it on the news, and I didn't pay it no attention because, a lot of times that stuff can be a distraction also,
No. I heard about that years ago. They even had it in the – they got the book with the prison, the political prisoners that Brother Sharif could tell you. They had wrote about it years and years ago. Mm-hmm. It's just that they're bringing it up because he having this Obama rally.
Right.
And this Blasso. But that's been exposed now. But see, now the newer generation is being exposed to this.
Right.
But I'm going to let Big Bro go in, and then I'm going to go in on that. I'm
looking at how this thing is playing with time, and how they bring that stuff in and how they put people like that, or they pick and choose people like that to be your leaders for you and get you all emotional charged up. And I don't, personally, I don't even pay that no attention. It's something else coming behind that, We got to pay very close attention. Because, see, when we got people in our neighborhood like that who works the program about buy back guns and stuff like that, we have to be aware of that, man. But we got to be aware, because once you disarm a people, America never attack a country, man, that was well-armed. They never go in a country and attack it that is well armed, So when you go into a neighborhood and you start disarming the people and buying their guns back, people have to be very, very, very skeptical about that, So there are some things that are worked up when you see that type of information come out, and it's new to this generation, as you said, but they always had people that always stay out front, like Jesse Jackson, when they exploded him about the child that he had that was outside. The same thing with this guy that was running for the NAACP, and he running joined the Nation of Islam at the time. I forget his name.
Ben Chavis.
Yeah, Ben Chavis. See, these people are used by those people, man. We have to be very, very careful, man, about that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. Now I'm finna just bring it from this perspective. There's multiple perspectives. I'm bringing from what I'm getting up out of it, and I'm in line with what you're saying. This Al Sharpton thing, you got to remember, They are now in total annihilation of destroying any credibility of anybody in the black community.
That's right.
They destroyed Jesse Jackson first. They took down Ben Jealous of the NAACP, right? All these groups that they have financed for the years, they're now disbanding them, getting rid of them. Urban League, NAACP, National Action Network, Operation Corp, Push, or all them, they gone. Al Sharpton was the last of the Mohicans. Now, what they're doing is attacking the elderly and those of what you call the black elite. They're destroying them. The Boule is being destroyed. They don't understand that.
That's true.
Some of them do, some of them don't, because those are Boule organized outlets. So those people within that age bracket that are looking, because see, you got to understand, Farrakhan's too old now.
That's right. That's
so
right.
He's no leader. So when they launch their attack, those middle class people, and people probably my age and your age because you're a little older, y'all ain't going to have nothing to look for.
That's right.
Young generation are more binding to the consciousness. Now you have agents that have stirred up a lot of confusion in this invisible conscious community, right? So there's no real leader you can gravitate to lead you against any type of attack that's going to be brought by the U.S. government. They done locked up all the Moors because they was dirty trying to play games. They done locked the Egyptology in nothing but another, the new, that was the religion to replace Christianity. And I'm going to just say it like that. They got rid of York. You see what I'm saying? They got rid of everybody that could be effective on an alternative level against the ideology of what Western civilization say shit should be.
Right.
So you have nobody to turn to really say, where do we go from here?
That's right.
So you got the youth coming up. Now they can grasp the mind of them. But they're not trying to educate them to be effective politically, socially, or economically, because they have set up these prison institutions for them.
Right.
That's why they come up to school to take them from the school to the prisons. Or they don't have to bring the fight. You see what I'm saying? Because no matter how many weapons they got, they know that there's something in them that's spiritual, that if they ever engage them in a physical fight, they'll beat them spiritually. You see what I'm saying? Because they're exposed to too much of the spiritual knowledge, and because they are the seeds that's being incarnated by the women who are tired of the suffering and the pain, and the seeds of men who are tired of the suffering and pain. These are a whole different generation of children that
right.
They really don't want to go to war with. They don't want to go to war with them. But you got these other people saying, oh, don't try to fight them with gun battle net. You can fight them with gun battle. Go to the Gullah Wars and just study that and see how much guerrilla warfare we imposed on that beast where they didn't want none. All his elusive weapons that I got this and I can do this and I can do that. Go to and really look at the Iraq War and see that all his technology he experimented with over in the Iraq War, it failed.
That's right.
They pay these Negroes to tell you, even though they're in the conscious community, they say, stay spiritual, my brother. You can't fight him with guns and this and that. Yes, you can. You can fight him with guns, but you have to fight him also with spiritual. You have to strategize.
That's right.
So he fight you with your own warfare of Hannibal Barak. He using that. That's what they teach in all the institutions, the military. This is how we go about doing it. The disunity is what stops you from being able to engage in physical warfare with his ass.
That's right.
But you got to have your spirituality lined up with it as well.
That's right.
And that's what he don't want you to deal with. He bring out these big weapons. That's just like somebody saying, I got a big gun because he's inferior of your big dick, like Francis Cress Wilson said.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So he go make him a big gun to symbolize what you got in your motherfucking pants. You see what I'm saying? The nature is already working against him.
That's right.
The minute he assaults you all out and say, I ain't got no black man to lead me in a battle against you, he lost. He only can beat you by having a black man ahead of his fleet. You see what I'm saying? That's why he used Colin Powell to attack every melanated nation.
That's right.
So he got to have people that's on side with him or be afraid of him. And that energy of fear, what instructed him to be able to conquer your ass. But he don't see no sense of fear in the youth. See what I'm saying? So he got to lock every one of them young motherfuckers up or kill them off.
That's right.
Injustice and lock up people that can utilize his system against him, they got to lock them up so they don't have access to them, the brother.
Exactly.
And then and all these motherfuckers that's reading books, getting knowledge, and want to go back here and go back there, and now from there, nigga, you from right here. After three generations, if you the third of a generation, you no longer no African. Period. And ain't nobody brought you off no slave ships over here. When you was over here 100-some thousand damn years, according to Smithsonian. See what I'm saying? Who brought you here? That's bullshit. And if you was here and you've been here for 40 or 50 years, you're already a part of this damn system. So you better fight against this first and reclaim your stuff because you do your grandmama and everybody else a disservice. See what I'm saying? Hello?
Yes, sir.
You still here, bro?
Oh, okay. So you do them a disservice for the simple fact if they did work hard and bought land and they did work hard, you do a disservice not to even maintain that. And then if you want later, go try to connect yourself there, so be it. But you do yourself a disservice when your people died and were slaughtered here and still being slaughtered here. Then the white man gave you civil rights people you believed in and fought in and put your energy inside of whatever campaign they was pushing, you do yourself a disservice. See what I'm saying? And you do your next generation a disservice. Because say if you was following Al Sharpton and you marched and all that and you got results or didn't get results, you do your children a disservice. And don't nobody want to look at that. They don't want to never talk about that. They don't never want to put that on the damn table. They always going to be somewhere else. As long as I'm over here, I ain't got to deal with the problem. That's what being from Africa is about. That's what being from over here is about. You don't have to deal with what's going on every day. But born and punching that clock and being a slave and then talking about how the hell you so conscious and you so deep, live it. Live it. If you African, live it. Try going over there to Africa, talking about you going to take something over and see how them Chinese bear down on your ass. See how them Indians bear down on you. See how Americom, which is Barack Obama troops that's over there trying to fight the Chinese up out of Africa. See if you going to take something and get some diamonds. You touch them. What they call the De Beers diamonds, nigga, they going to cut your hand off. They'll get a coup of Africans to run all of them. You can see all them black-centric niggas running back over here. They'll be on the first plane coming back. Talking about going over there, talking about any economic uprise or economic development in that on that continent. They better do it right here. They the landlords and owners of this. They better start handing out eviction notice. Period. I don't care what these niggas say. I'm from here, I'm from there, and we need to worry about the motherland. You getting your ass beat up right here. And you going to deal with international affairs? Did y'all see the fight that just took place in Russian parliament? Their government was going to blows Monday. You ain't ready. These niggas ain't ready for that type of shit. They be talking.
Right.
They be talking. They be talking, man, and they sound good. You know we can put on a good show. They ain't ready for that. They are not ready for that. They ain't got no weapons. no allegiance to nobody, no allies, nothing. You just gonna walk in the country because you conscious, hmm? Because you a couple of Dr. Ben books, because you read a couple of John Henry Clark books, you now know about all about, nigga, you better go. Try it if you want. And the Moors, try going over there, taking back what you had. Man, they better go. The white man don't honor nothing. He only honor himself. That's pure, flat out. Y'all go ahead. I'm just ranting off.
That's good, brother. That's good. You laying it out. Laying it out, man. That's
shit,
that.
I'm just ranting. I'm just making people, I'm just putting it out there for people to think. It ain't no attack or offense to nobody. It just think.
Right.
Well,
you're afraid to think because responsibility comes with that. See, that's been the biggest problem, man. You know, we haven't surrounded ourselves with thinkers. You know, and the white man knows that, so he done killed our ability to think.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's the thing. You know, Elijah Muhammad said, think five times before you act.
Right.
So, you know, now niggas don't want to think. They don't want responsibility of thinking.
Mm-hmm. Because what did Hitler say? Take the analytical and critical thinking away from the people. He said, give me the textbooks, and I hold all their minds.
That's right.
And Rothschild said, let me control the banks, and I control every nation. He said, let me control the money. That's what he said. He said, let me control the finance, and I'll control every nation. And Hitler said, let me control the schools.
Mm.
He said, I want to control the textbooks, and I control all their minds. And where did our school system come from? Nazi. It was developed here, but perfected in Germany and brought back here and applied on us. Kindergarten means child garden. That's a German word. You start there. Get the mind at 5 years old, you always control it. Period.
That's right.
That's what Hitler said. And these niggas don't understand that. They don't even teach them that. You got grown people don't even understand why they think the way they think.
Mm.
And why they can't, because they said take critical and analytical thinking. The only critical thinkers and analytical thinkers are melanated people. The European can't do that. That's the weapon that you had over him. That you can see he have to research stuff. You have the ability to analyze and see it because you was tuned in and tapped into nature and things would speak to you.
That's right.
That's why you didn't have to write and documentate stuff. You got other people when they say, well, show me it written down. If I show you written down, it's been influenced or written by a European. So therefore, you still want me to give you a European concept, but you black power. Come on. They can't fuck with me. I'm on one, son. You still want it that way. You still want the Euro man. Now I can give you the backup of it after I tell you what my ancestors tell me spiritually when I dream, when they talk to me and put words in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Like with Freemasonry, the words that's uttered, that ain't written down, is spoken in your ear, and you never reveal it. All the other stuff is written down. They don't get that to the masses. That's to keep you from searching for what we really know. I keep you preoccupied, digging, looking for the secret. But the secret is really you. The lodge is when you walk up out your door, you walk into the motherfucking lodge.
That's right.
You learn something. Every day you learn something. If you don't learn nothing, you ain't live. That's what the African proverb say. You walk up out your door, you walk into the lodge. The lodge is the motherfucking planet. Because you're going to learn something and you're going to build. Just like now we build it. We're just using modern technology. We in the lodge now. Building.
That's right.
And you from one part of the hemisphere, Sunray from one part, Brother Eric from one part, and we build it. We in the lodge. See right. What I'm saying? And what we don't need the masses to know, we talk boom, boom, boom amongst each other.
Mm-hmm.
So there go our secrets right there. that other motherfuckers don't know. And we ain't pledge allegiance to none. No, no, no. Neither one of us are over the other.
That's right, bro. That's right.
You see what I'm saying? But that ain't to knock nobody that's a part of that. Because you need to, we need people there, too. Because eventually all that's going to be all revealed, too. A secret is a secret only for a short amount of time. Because you fuck around and get a secret to the wrong person. Look at Bill Cooper. He was in, what, high intelligence. He turned around and dropped all the jewels. And most of the shit and beheld a pale horse has manifested itself to be true.
So did.
So he sacrificed his life to put the knowledge out.
So did.
William Cooper. I mean, William, Bill Cooper wrote Behold a Pale Horse.
Yeah.
And the most important part of that book was silent weapons for secret wars or something like that when he first opened the book.
Yeah.
That was that. If you just study that, you don't even need to read the rest of it unless you just want to know the details.
That's a deep book, man.
That's a, Yeah. And everybody else took from that and built themselves careers and all kind of bullshit, you know. But he laid the foundation.
So did.
Yep, he's really a pioneer of the conscious community. Because most of them wasn't privy to a lot of shit he was saying when they go to the deeper metaphysical shit. You know, it's just that the spirituality of us, we can overstand it. So therefore, we do get credit for taking, for creating the conscious community, but he was one of the inspirations to make them up to think.
That's
what I'm saying.
Right.
He made them think. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said what? He said there will be some Europeans in the four gates.
That's what he said.
That will bring you your knowledge.
What he said.
Am I right or wrong?
That's right.
He said don't sit up trying to look for devils. Just know they are. He said but there'll be some. And then he said when they get upset with their own people, the way they'll fight back is through you.
What
they'll
go
put a note. And every race, that's why every race hate a black man. Because take their women. What do they do? When they mad at their man, they say, I'm going to go get this pussy to a nigga. Why they won't look for the nigga? Because that she know that his inferiority is the fact that a Negro can control his reproductive factory and may have access to his finance. See what I'm saying?
Hmm.
A white woman give up her, say a wealthy white guy, got dough, his woman betray him for a black guy. That's the ultimate disrespect.
Right.
Cause she know the more like, because we come from royalty. So she know to fuck with the original man, you better bring some wealth and some good loving. And this is what make our brothers weak, because we know when we get with those type of women, we'll treat them better than we treat our own. See what I'm saying? Because we're moving up into another class, and our women struggling, but we don't seek out and try to embrace the women who have got there and teach them and train them to say, hey, you up in corporate America, I can't get there. You get that shit and bring it back to us and let's build. See what I'm saying? And the beast knows his brothers out here like us that'll say that, so he trained her real well. Or he picked the one that's already programmed and he bring her up the ladder.
That's what he do.
You maintain all this for me. You keep all these Negroes in line. See what I'm saying? And she'll do the best job.
Right.
And that's what make the white girl envious. So in return, she get revenge by saying, okay, when I get there, I'm going to take all this shit and give it to a black man. Or the black man take it and just sit like a baby and don't know how to take this shit and flip it.
Right.
See what I'm saying? We don't flip it and say, all right, I'm going to just play her so I can better myself and my people. We sit there like a baby. I ain't got to do nothing. She don't holler at me. I can go out and screw these women. I drive her Benz and I do this. See, we, you know what I'm saying? Treat us like children. But the black woman, she will maintain level of power, she'll keep that white man in power. When she get in that position that he put her in to control some stuff, she gonna keep niggas in line.
Right.
And if you come talk to her just on a social level outside of her employment, she ain't got nothing to say to you if you ain't got no power like that white man. That's the conquering division on a corporate level. But you can go ahead, brother. I'm just shooting off shit.
Yes, man. Yeah, like I said, I want to hold our edge up. You got something you want to say, brother? I want to advertise the event you got coming up. Got something?
No, he's dropping it, you know, and that's the way you got to be. You got to be straight up, you know, because it's serious out there now. It's real serious. You know?
Mm-hmm.
He know where his mama is. He know the black woman is his mother, you know. Nothing new, you know. But, again, Brother Sunray, we got the program coming up April 27th, Dr. Scott Whitaker. You know. Hope we can try to maybe get you to down, man, when we do this thing on Hidden Colors, you know.
For sure. For sure.
Keep it in mind.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's what I want to advertise right fast to the family. If anybody plan on being in the Jacksonville, Florida area around Sunday, April the 27th of 2014, hey, we got a one-day event coming up for you at 3 p.m. Eastern time, man, hosted by Masjid El Salam, y'all. Talking about you and your health at the crossroad. Hey, Dr. Scott Whitaker, ND, will be in the house. Y'all talking about you and your health, y'all. Hey, man, this will be going down in Jacksonville, Florida, man, at 625 North Pearl Street, 625 North Pearl Street. Tickets are $25 in advance, y'all, and $30 at the door. You most definitely want to be in the house talking about you and your health. Hey, for ticket information, and you want to know about ticket information, vendors, books, and DVDs, you can reach our brother, Umar Sharif, actually is on the phone with us now, on the broadcast with us now. You can reach him at area code 904-359-0980. One more time, it is, y'all, area code 904-359-0980 for vending information, books, and DVDs, and especially those tickets, y'all. Hey, like I said, one more time, y'all, it'll be going down about you and your health at the crossroads with our very special brother who will be coming in, Dr. Scott Whitaker, y'all. Like I said, one more time, ticket information is $20 in advance, $30 at the door, and like I said, at 625 North Pearl Street, y'all, that is on a Sunday, April the 27th, 2014, in Jacksonville, Florida. You don't want to miss it, y'all, 3 p.m. Eastern time. And then you also go to the website, y'all, and check it out also and see the more information and see the products and everything that's on there. That's salammasjid.com. That's salammasjid.com. You can get more information there also. Yes, sir.
So, Ray, brother got a little time. I want to get his take on this one article right here. It's a little humorous to me, you know, just leave on a note like that. I don't know if he saw it. It's a lawsuit claim nursing home hires strippers. It's a...
Yeah, I saw that. Crazy, man.
You saw it?
I saw it.
I'll read it if you want, and we can just... You know, entertain if y'all want, you know. I'll read it.
It's surreal.
It's a video. It's the son of a former elder resident of a Long Island nursing home has sued the center after his mother was subjected to striptease. The 85-year-old resident is seen in a photo slipping a dollar into the underwear of a man as he hovered over her. The incident occurred in East Neck Nursing Center in West Babylon, which they call Brooklyn, I guess, according to the Pope. when the resident family questioned the strip show, their outrage was ignored, according to the lawsuit. The son say he was confronted. He confronted a nurse who had a picture of his mom and a stripper, but she snatched it away. The money the nursing home resident is seen holding in the photo was supposed to be under lock and key in a commissary account, according to the paper. The suit claimed the vile incident was done for the perverse pleasure and enjoyment of the staff. An attorney representative of the nursing home says the performance was requested and approved by the committee of residents. What is y'all take on that?
Uh-huh.
Please stop. I'm dying over here.
That's the craziest, man.
What do you think about that church, man? You remember that church they had everybody could come naked, nude?
I seen that. That was a while back.
Over in Kenya.
It was in the South. I think it was in the South. I'm not sure. In Virginia somewhere?
Oh, yeah, man.
You know, and it just goes to show you, you know, the level of they're pushing the mind down to, you know. And, I mean, you know, that's the time it is, man, you know.
For sure.
Yeah. But my question is, do you think, okay, do you think that religion, okay, let me ask the question like this. Have religion made us be afraid to express our sexual feelings and desires towards each other due to the fact that it's a sin or we should feel guilty because we'll be punished by some imaginary deity that we shouldn't engage in this?
Yeah. It depends on how it's been given to us. You know what I mean? You know, a lot of young people now, we don't see it like that, you know. But when I was coming up, you know, it was taboo to even talk about it, you know. But yet still, we didn't question how we come into existence.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. So you hit on what I'm saying. Should we still be that way, or should we be able to openly speak about sex without being afraid of saying it? Because you got to remember, from my point of view and from my research, we have been taught now, we want to engage in sex as a natural thing. We love it. We do it. But then when it comes to the discussion of it, we tend to get all Christianized, and we look at it from the Western point of view. And if we look at how sex was taught from the Western point of view, it was to hate the woman and to not want to talk about the power of the woman's sexuality and view her as something beautiful and something to want to embrace and to explore her as a pleasure item as well as a creative entity.
But yeah, well, you know, we've been taught wrong, you know, about
mm-hmm.
We've been taught about really the whole role been reversed. You know, the
mm-hmm.
man's role, the female role, they've been reversed on us, so we don't even know how to even approach that. Because as men, we've been denied of having a family life. We haven't had that. See, our whole family structure had been what? We haven't had a father in the home, so we don't even know what it is to have a man in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So to have the male and the female in the house, to bring up a family like that is something we need to get back to, and we should not be afraid to discuss about our intimacy, and it should be did in a very civil way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it shouldn't be did. Like, I don't give a damn, you know. I mean, we shouldn't do that. You know, it should be a way that we have that. In fact, about it, we don't even have male and female relationship workshops. We don't have it.
And
I mean,
that's why
because the dysfunction of the African American family is seen in our community. Just drive through the black community, and you can see why we don't have no good relationship. It's dysfunction.
Mm-hmm.
So we come from, like, we don't want to talk about it, but I just say this, and we come from, like, the Hager and Sarah issue, where Hager didn't even have a house.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So the black man and the black woman, we really, man, we ain't
We haven't had no home. We was put out. White man did what he wanted to do to the black woman when he wanted to do it, anytime he felt like he wanted to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So that affects us. Until we talk about it, until we bring it out and discuss those things in a very civil way, we're not going anywhere.
Right. That's what I was just wanting to get other people take. Tyre, you want to give a take at it? You know, and then
We got Brother Eric Rag on the line. He kept getting knocked off. Brother Umarjari, I don't want to hold you long, brother. We know you got things you got to do, so we want to hold you long, brother. So when you get ready, let it know, brother. I want to hold you long.
Okay.
For sure. Brother Eric.
Yeah, I'm just listening, man. I'm trying to catch back up because the kids got me off, bro. So I'm chilling.
Yeah, I see. Every time I open your mic, I turn around and fall off. I'm like, man. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm going to let y'all bill. I'm going to listen.
Okay.
No. I want you to bill on this because I know this is your topic here. I want to hear my brother go in.
I don't even know what the topic is.
No, we
yeah,
haven't got on this subject of... Ray, explain it to him.
Yeah, because he had just came back in, so he Brother Eric missed it.
I'm saying catching back up on what we was talking about, because I got an idea in my head. I don't want to lose it.
Okay, man. We're going through so much hell. I damn near forget. Talking about the sexual thing, you was asking a question.
The fear of discussion about... because we've been indoctrinated under this Western society, and because of the hatred for women, we love to have sex and engage in sex.
Mm.
But when conversation of sex come up, we are afraid to talk about it and don't want to deal with it. And it's really, that's really one, like you were saying, Brother Sharif, that's one of our biggest disconnects. And we like you said,
that's slavery. That's slavery teaching. That's slavery indoctrinated in your DNA. How you don't even know how to interact with a woman sexually, intimately. And a lot of black men are like that. The women, they just accept it because that's all they used to. You know what I'm saying? Because there's no one there. That's why there's such a disconnect. And that's why we don't grow as a family, because the family starts from the root. The root is the male and the female. If there's a disconnect anywhere in that root, well, what is she going to produce? A weak seed.
Mm-hmm.
Intimacy and love making is the key to producing life. If you corrupt that shit, you're corrupting the seed, the thought mechanism in that seed, and everything that goes with that seed. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's done. Scientists have manipulated a whole genome, a whole DNA, a process. We're dealing with a slavery, up out of slavery, into the United States culture.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been... labeled many different names, and the only people on the planet Earth that's been given more than one name, black, Negro, color, what have you. See? So it's a disconnect, because we don't even know what the woman really feels and how she really wants to be loved. We're taught break her back and do all that. That's what we talk. You show up your man when you do that. You know what I'm saying? That ain't... Y'all don't feel what I'm saying. It may be times
you know what
that.
I feel, because I'm going to come in. I'm just letting
but,
you finish.
But,
go ahead.
There's times that she may want that. Don't get it twisted, but I'm just trying to explain the fact of the nurturing of your... your earth.
Right.
And if you don't know how to nurture your earth,
There you go.
Mentally, spiritually, financially, you ain't going to produce a goddamn thing.
That's right. That's right.
Because you call yourself a builder, and you ain't building shit.
That's right.
You creating shit that ain't shit. Because you ain't shit.
Yep.
Because you ain't shit yet until you figure out what you play in the role of what we call life, not society.
Yeah.
And anything else. What role do you play? What are you here for?
That's right. That's right.
You feel what I'm
saying? And see, my thing, that's why I throw finance out. I throw finance out because finance play a part of society. What is finance? Finance is dictated by your ruler or your oppressor. But all the other examples you gave, I agree with.
Yeah, but finance ain't money.
None of them can be achieved.
Finance ain't money. Finance
yeah.
Money.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I'm going into it on a different level. I'm saying, you know, we're there. Because there always can be a form of bartering. Just like you say, the more creative you are, and the more, that's why I'm saying, the key is the communication. The communication, the connection to what it is to sustain your life and your woman's ability and your children need, you can always now be creative and doing that. But the mindset of the mindset of the woman you choose have to be in sync with your mindset. If I tell my woman, this is how we going to do it. You got people that live in mountains. You got people that live off the grid. And they got women, multiple women, they live in polygamy lifestyles.
Right.
They can hold five damn women, understanding that we ain't dealing with the system. Don't tell me it can't be done.
It can be done. For the simple fact,
we know it can be done if we're watching the European do that, and we are the authors, the mothers and fathers of that lifestyle. So when Negroes, and I done seen it done just even with systematic money. I done seen families come together and live. I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to share a part of me. I had five or six strippers who used to live in my damn house. All they paid me was food stamps, but they didn't give it to me in my pocket so I can walk around like I'm big balling and all that. I told them, sustain this motherfucking house, and they did it. And they was living with me. I was the only man. And niggas, oh, you pimping? I said, don't say that shit. I used to always say, don't say that shit around these women. I ain't pimping no women. I'm helping them out, and I'm helping them to help themselves. I got two of them. They own beautiful homes. One own a home in Cleveland, beautiful home. One got a nice home in Decatur, Georgia. Got their lives together. But they live with me, and we all live like a little community. You see what I'm saying? So I know it can be done personally. Now they got TV show, they got a reality show coming out called Me and My Five Wives. And it's about white folks doing the same shit that we once used to do. You understand? And they living off the grid on this reality show. I want to get a chance to see it, but I be at work. I keep missing it. But I seen the previews of it. I'll probably pull it up on YouTube. But they living off the grid with the whole game plan. So I know you can do it. And I wasn't working when I had these bras. You see what I'm saying? Or these sisters. They was out getting the money. I already had money. You see what I'm saying? But I never exploited them. I took them off the poles. I took them out the strip clubs. I took them out all that. Because all they were looking for, they were hurt sisters who went through bad shit in their lives. And all they was looking for was love. And that's how I healed them, with love. And taught them how to handle their business and get their lives together. All them sisters, they all on my Facebook. I can put up posts and show you. Hey, thank you for what you did. I appreciate you. You my homeboy, blah, 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 blah. I said, no, I thank you, because at that time, I was fucked up. Mentally, I was fucked up. They never knew it. See what I'm saying? Them being around me showed me love. Because I always was picking trashy-ass women. Mm. But those women that were looking like trash, but beautiful, that the world loved because they were beautiful women. You see what I'm saying? They taught me to appreciate beauty and not to always look for trash. Because that's all I brought. Man, Sunray and Brother Eric know my story. The way, shit, man, motherfuckers want to, trashy women put me in all kind of bad situations. But being around them sisters were my protection. But people say, you got them hoes and them strippers down in your house living. They used to call my house a rest haven for hoes. I said, what? But all of those women are doing good in their life now, according to society standard. But they repaired themselves from the abuse and pain and hurt that men did to them. And they were older men, uncles, aunts, sugar daddies, who tried to destroy and exploit these sisters. And I opened my house up for them. You know, it's a lot of shit I've done, you know. And I don't pride myself for it because they helped me have a higher respect for women, you know. And I don't want to go into deeper details of some of the, you know, the personal issues that these women were going through. But they were, man, they was put in the trash and left for dead, some of them. But they were pretty ass sisters. That's why when niggas say, oh, I got this nice woman, and blah, 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 and run up on her, you don't know what she's going through, what happened in her life. You see what I'm saying? That's why I let up off some of the sisters who try to transform their images. Now, when they in that celebrity lifestyle, I ain't got no love for them. But sisters who try to change how they look, some of them is trying to wash off the dirt and filth that attracted a man to them to hurt them. You know what I'm saying? You got sisters that's molested and raped, been hurt, and they behave in a certain manner due to that. Some things you say out your mouth remind them of the traumatic situation they've been in. So every woman ain't tripping because she crazy or she fucked up. Somebody done something to her. And you have to take that in consideration, too, when you open your mouth and talk to a motherfucker. And we never do that as men. And we need to start considering that as men before we talk to some people. Because you may be somebody she crying out to, but she might be acting crazy. But your spirit is gravitating to her where you can talk and say, hey, okay, just understand, tell me about you. Because we don't listen.
That's right.
We always trying to talk about what we always trying to talk up on what we want. And when we don't get it, then we get mad, and then we go and add more pain and pressure to her by defaming them. That bitch ain't shit. That bitch, you don't know what she been through. Listen to her motherfucking story and quit trying to tell your story. Because you might see your story going to match up with hers, and y'all can build. Get up out of that shit together. And I've been through it, and I've done it. But, go ahead, y'all.
Yeah, like I said, let's see, Brother Eric. Let's see what Brother Eric got there. We're going to get it, man, try to close up out of here. I want to hold nobody up. Uh-oh. All right, now, let me get your mic open, Brother Eric. There we go. There we go.
Go ahead, Brother.
You open, Brother Eric. Brother Eric. His mic is open. Brother Eric.
Eric.
Here's Mike. Okay.
What's your name, brother?
Okay.
Yes, sir.
It's nine.
You want to close out on something then?
No, sir. Everything good, man. You know, I enjoyed it, man. You know, really enjoyed it, brother.
Yes, sir. And most definitely. Our brother has a radio show. We want to definitely put this out. Our brother has a radio show. Brother, you mind giving out your information about your radio show that you have also, brother?
Yeah, it's called the Tents of Kedar, you know, the black tent. And we are mainly this old school, try to bring some consciousness. I like the way Brother Sunray did his last program, put some lectures in between it. So that's what I'm going to try next time to do that, you know, with bringing some awareness, what's going on, man, you know. So let's try to tune in. You can catch us on Facebook and Brother Sunray website, you know. That's where we hooked up at.
I'll link up with you too, man. I'm going to link up with you too. And link up with me, man. We'll link up, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I like the information you bring to the table. And it's always good, you know, to hear, you know, the old head wisdom. You know what I'm saying? I love that.
Yes, you know, sir.
I like that. I like where you're coming from.
Is your brother, your mic is open, brother. Uh-oh, he keep getting dropped off. The thing I want to let Brother Eric stay on, too. Somebody posted something on Facebook. Let me see. There's one thing. It's a poor woman and probably another thing to be. Okay, I didn't want to read that on that. Yeah, okay. We're going to give peace. Uh-oh. Try one more time. Brother Eric, yeah, he back on that. Every time we talk.
Yeah, love it.
You back on there. God damn, hold on. I'm muted now.
All right.
There you go.
There you go.
Peace, man. I'm back here.
God damn.
God
you.
Damn.
For a minute. They don't like you.
They're fucking with me.
You done upset at somebody. You done upset the FAA or somebody.
Man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay, yes,
sir.
Yes, I'm going to say, brother Eric. I ain't going to hold these brothers on tonight. We're going to get the elders and everything, get up out of here.
Yeah, go let Brother Eric.
Oh, okay, well, he got knocked off again. We're going to go and close this thing out. He get knocked off, too. I'm glad we got some of the clips. We got a chance to play some clips. We've been trying to experiment, get these clips in here and play. Like I said, family, don't forget, man, check out, get ready for the event April the 27th, man. Most definitely check it out and keep going and go on the website. SalamMasjig.com. Look at the information and check out and get your tickets, man, and get there. Also, there will be DVD sales on it, so you don't get a chance to get down at the Jacksonville for the event. There will be DVD sales on the event. Like I said, man, family, y'all just, we gotta keep our heads up, family. We know there's a lot of work to be done. Like I said, just talking is just a start, but that's a start. But actually, there's a lot of things, it's going to take a lot of work. I know a lot of people don't get into the Bible, but there's a lot of people who do. I take wisdom from anywhere I can get it. I don't give a damn if a dog bark and say some wisdom words in his bark. I take it. And there's one thing that the Bible says in the book of James. You know, they say the book of James is supposed to have been the stepbrother of Jesus or Yahshua or whatever they wanted, the name they want to give it. But in that book, it says that faith without works is dead. Show me your faith. No, show me your works. No, show me your faith by your works. I mean, I forgot how to go, y'all. But I know that faith without works is dead. I'm so tired, I can't even get it right. But here's the thing. We can say we have faith or we believe in something. We believe so strongly in it. But if our action is not matching up to what we say that we believe, it don't make a difference. So James said, I can show you my faith by my works. I can show you what I believe in by my works. Watch how I get down. Watch my actions. And you can see what I believe in. See what I subscribe to. I don't have to go and tell you what I'm a part of, what I think, what my philosophy is. You watch my actions, and you can see. If I say I love my people and I have love for my people, you can see it every day when I'm out there helping my people. I'm walking the street and seeing the conditions that my people in, and I'm trying to uplift them by my actions, not just my words, because I can say some slick stuff all the time and don't mean a damn thing of it. But when you see me out there clothing the people who need clothing, feeding the needy, who need some food, then you can see, damn, I know what they're about. So that's why they used to tell, I used to hear the elders say, don't go around telling people you know Christian, you know Muslim, you know Jew. Don't put those titles on you, because the first thing people are going to do is when they see something you do out of the ordinary that don't fit that Christian name or that standard, first thing they're going to say, I thought you was a Christian. Like a lot of elders used to come and just say that, and I never told people what I was, but they just automatically assume, and just, you know, I used to just how I was living and try to help people. They like, I can tell you a God-fearing man. I never said what I would. They just say, I could tell you a God-fearing man. Just by the actions that you do, they didn't put a title. They said, I could tell you your humbleness, your so-and-so, so-and-so. So that's what we have to do. Put some actions out here. And there's a lot of people, we need actions. We can talk a lot. We can run our damn mouth all day long. But we need actions now. Because look at what we've been talking about, the brothers in dresses and the songs, the videos that's being out. Man, we need some action to protect our babies so they won't grow up to fall under and be victims of this plan that's been happening. We don't want them to be in that thing that they talked about years ago. I don't know, about 10 years ago or so when they were talking about Generation X. We don't want them to be in that category. We want them to have some the intelligence to discern the stuff that's going on. They can see it like we are seeing it. Right. You know, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad talked about the 85%, the 10%, and the 5%. We want our babies to be those 5%, not those 10% who's out here. They know the truth. They see the truth, but they're misleading our people and helping our people be disenfranchised. We want our people to be the one that 5% who know the truth, stand on the truth, and not afraid to tell the damn truth, like Malcolm said, by any means necessary. But with that, panel, we got some work to do. Let our work show, not just our words. So with that,
panel, it's Generation Z now, Sunray.
Yeah, what they call them now, Z.
The beast are upgraded them to Generation Z.
I'd be damn. See that? That's what I'm talking about.
Well,
right?
He said he at the last of the alphabet.
He's at the last. So they ain't trying to make y'all no more on the thing.
Young brother put that up like we Generation Z, and he had a little article, and I'm like, damn. I said, when they moved, I was shocked. I didn't even know they moved because, you know, I'm like you, Generation X. The B said Z.
Ain't that a chill? Yes, sir. Yeah, well, I'm going to lead out with Michael Jackson, though, but I want to thank my brother Umar Sharif, once again, and taking your time out. I know you got a busy schedule, brother. A lot of things you're working on, but we thank you,
thank you
for joining us right here.
Yeah, thank you for coming, bro. I appreciate the bill with it, too.
Yes, sir, brother. I appreciate it, too, man. And I always learned this a long time ago, and I'm going to close out with the other brother. He's not online, but we always should let each other know that we love each other. That's very important.
Yes, sir. We appreciate that.
Be afraid, and it's not coming from a feminine side. It only means that we don't say that enough, so that way it can be reinforced.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, brother. Yes, sir. Thank you. I'm going to lead out here, y'all, with Michael Jackson, the man in the mirror, because we all got to take a look at ourselves and look at ourselves and ask us, are you living? Are you doing what you're supposed to be doing in life? So you can be a reflection, like the Bible also said. Let your light show shine upon men so they can see your works and glorify your Father which is in heaven, or wish that God is in you. So let's let our light shine, y'all. Let's look at ourselves in the mirror and ask yourself, am I doing what I need to do to make my community better and to make my house better? It all starts with you first. So Michael Jackson, man in the mirror, y'all. Peace, y'all. Mm-hmm. Culture Freedom Radio has been most definitely in the house. Much love to y'all out there. Thank y'all for tuning in. Culture Freedom Radio. See y'all. Peace.
Want to make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference, gonna make it right. And I turned up the collar board, my favorite winter coat. This thing is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street, but not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them? I'm back to the
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye now. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.